Hey, good afternoon. I'm a little later posting the podcast today with good reason. My wife actually had a surgery today, and just wanted to make sure I was around for that, and feared while I'm driving off to get some prescription filled, I might go ahead and just share a few thoughts that I had today while I was thinking through what she was going through. And just kind of, it wasn't a major surgery, a life-threatening surgery or anything. It was actually gallbladder surgery. Not a small thing, but thankfully not typically something you would necessarily be concerned and worried about, it's kind of thing that ultimately often, goes without a hitch or anything like that. And today was like that, thankfully, praise the Lord. She came through it fine, and she's resting now. And but there's a passage that came to mind in James in relation to that, and I just thought I'd share a few thoughts on it devotionally today. James writes in chapter 4, verse 13 on, he says, "Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we'll go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit, and yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that." And so the idea of sort of banking on tomorrow being there. Last night as we were kind of talking about the surgery that was coming up today, and then course today as she got prepared to go, we prayed and we talked and sort of tongue-in-cheek, but there was something to it. We talked about how we loved each other and all these kinds of things, if we don't have a chance to say it again, we wanted to make sure it was said, because you just never really know what a day is going to bring. And while on the one hand, we didn't have any real concern that the surgery was going to go well and all that, not that there's no chance, but typically a gallbladder surgery is a very common one that that people, it's performed all the time. But nonetheless, it does kind of bring to mind the fact that, life is a bit of a vapor, like James says, it's a mist, Solomon talks about how so many things in life are vain, and at the end of it all, he ultimately summarizes his experiences by talking about the chief end being to know God, to follow his commands and such, that which matters most focuses on that which is eternal, and that's our relationship with God. And when we think about relationships, whether it be our relationship with God or that which is really, I think, in some respects intended to be an echo of that, and that's our relationship with those we love. In moments like this where, I don't mean to oversell, like we were really afraid she wasn't going to make it through or something. But there's a poignancy to moments here where we realize that, hey, I'm going to be out for a bit, and you just never know if maybe this is going to be the end. And, how frequently we kind of think about life as being a constant. There's always going to be another tomorrow, and we'll always be able to fulfill our plans that are coming down the road and those kinds of things. We never, I shouldn't say we never, but oftentimes we don't really think about the fact that there's a real possibility that, tomorrow may not come for some, or, a relationship could be cut short. It's life is uncertain that way. We never know how long it goes on. I can't remember if this was actually in Homer's Iliad or not, but there was a time there where Achilles speaks of how the gods, the Greek gods in the pantheon there, they envy human beings because life for us is fragile, and so therefore every moment in life matters. It's pregnant with meaning, and I forget exactly how that was put, but there's a wisdom in that concept that every moment becomes more precious when we realize that life truly can pass in just a moment. It's fleeting. There's no guarantee of a tomorrow. And so rather than thinking about tomorrow in common terms like it's like we always expect there to be a tomorrow, there's some value in recognizing the meaning of the day, of the moment, especially when we're committing it to the Lord. When we, even as James says, we should rather say, if the Lord wills, we'll live and do such and such. There's something beautiful about the fragility of life and how important every moment becomes in that context. But there's also something beautiful about knowing that as a believer, my life is entirely in his hands. And so whether my life extends for many years to come, or whether there's a time very soon coming when I'll see him. There's a confidence in knowing my end, and therefore it allows me a freedom in the moment. Freedom to love him, to love my wife, to love my family, to spend time with my friends and such, and really just to appreciate those with a real depth, because those things truly are a gift from the Lord. And when we realize how fragile life can be, it causes us to be consumed with those things that matter most. And it's interesting to me that when we think about the things that matter most, they tend to often revolve around relationships, don't they? You know, the thing that matters most is not the car in the driveway or something like that. I think it was Lee Iacocca said, you know, no one on their deathbed ever says, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. There's, again, something to that. And I wonder if as Christians, we maybe have the best opportunity of all to appreciate the truths behind those concepts, and certainly to appreciate the truths in this regard as Scripture periodically lets us know them or states them. As a matter of fact, I apologize, I know I'm a little bit rambling here, but I just had a bunch of thoughts on my mind in regard to the day and what was going on in our lives and that kind of a thing. And I just thought, you know, maybe I'll just share a few thoughts on this, and I'll share this final thought in kind of closing. David, in his elder years, close to death, blesses his son Solomon. And among the things that he says to his son, the most important of which, in my mind, is when David tells Solomon to know the God of his father. To know God like David knew God. I can't think of a more beautiful wish to bestow upon those we love, especially our kids. And I think that in that concept, in that idea of knowing God, every moment that's given to us is a moment that we can pour into that pursuit. Every moment attached with that pursuit at the heart of it becomes all the more meaningful and all the more sacred and special. And so, again, I know I'm kind of rambling a little bit here today, and I probably could have just waited till tomorrow to post another podcast. So I hope you'll just maybe appreciate a little bit about what I'm talking about here and take a moment to think through just how beautiful and precious every moment that God gives us really is, and the relationships that he puts in our lives to make them even more so is something really beautiful. And so, as we take hold of each day and look at it as an opportunity to know him better, we just praise the Lord for that beautiful privilege and opportunity. So God bless you. Father, help us to see each moment as a gift. Father, help us to never assume that tomorrow is there, because it's truly not promised to any of us. And with that knowledge, with that understanding, and even as believers with the expectation that one day we'll see you face to face, Father, help us to see each moment here as precious, something to be handed over to you and sort of a gift for you to infuse with the meaning that you desire for it to have. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us life to enjoy. And Father, help us to just always keep you at the middle of it. Because only when we do that do we find that life takes on the fullest of all possible meaning. So thank you, Lord. We bless you and praise you. In Jesus' name.